From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading The Greatest Inventor in the West by Bill Gulick. We'll start with the prologue. Perceptive historians agree that it was not the gun that won the West. It was the inventive genius of imaginative, daring, clever young men who devised new ways to transport people, freight, water, ore, and grain. Young men like Joseph Malone, for instance. Admittedly, the efforts of these clever young men were not always unqualified successes. As a matter of fact, if the financial backers who felt they had been conned out of substantial amounts of money by the occasional spectacular failure, and they invariably felt they had been conned, the very clever young inventors might not have survived long enough to make their second, third, or fourth tries, which they felt would surely succeed, bringing them fame, wealth, the love of a beautiful woman, and happiness to the end of their days. Fortunately for progress and the eventual winning of the West, however, most of these inventive young men were nimble enough on their feet to survive their early disasters, make hasty exits from the scene of their alleged crimes, and seek new territory in which to try again. Like Joseph Malone, for instance. The written record of his life prior to his 30th year is sketchy. Most of it, in fact, has been gleaned by regional researchers from frontier newspaper accounts of his escapades, which often were colored by personal bias. That is to say, the stories either were written while the reporter was in...